Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
Hey, welcome back. 888-638-4876. If you'd like to get involved at any point, Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. We are live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hail Varsity Club. Two for you coming up in a few moments. We have Ryan Fagan on at 9 o'clock, but before we do any of that, we're talking to Andy Kendi, sports director at KETV. Andy, good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, March.
Hump day.
29th.
It is hump day, and I appreciate your energy today.
Oh, hey, Case.
Come on, you got to bring it. It probably helps that I don't have to work for like a week, so that's good.
Oh, you got it off?
Mm-hmm.
You sound like Jessica.
A little vacation.
Ooh, Casey.
We'll compare those two. Shane, go ahead and cut that up and then we'll put back to back.
AK, we were kind of just talking about it at the tail end talking to BC, but man, you got to be pleasantly surprised that a guy like AJ Rollins appears to be finding his way, a guy that you covered quite a bit in high school, and he's got a teammate in Bullocks Squared that are making news too. Is it a good day to be a junior, Jay?
No doubt. And it just goes to show you too about the willingness to experiment and put guys into positions that maybe they weren't expecting to, or that we weren't expecting them to be in. Now, you know, it takes advantage of their athleticism, and for a guy like Rollins, he's just oozing athleticism. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. You know, when Coach Rule said yesterday, he said he probably leaves the team in sacks. You know, we're not privy to the day-to-day and, the team drills. But sounds like he's doing big things there, and he looks the part, no question. It's smart on their part to fill the void with some athletic kids for now to see if they fit well, you know, and it's given a new – definition of gray shirt, that's for sure.
Yeah, I try not to be all, I try to stay in the moment and not gush too much, but they were doing a 9-on-7 drill, and he'd buried a couple guys. It's inside run mainly. And, you know, I'd walked over to him and I just said, hey, man, I am so proud of you. And rumor has it, you could play a little defense too. And, you know, he patted me on my head because he's considerably bigger than me, so I felt like a 4-year-old. No, I'm dead serious. It was awkward. Like, he patted me on my head, and he's like, hey, man, you know, appreciate you believing me. I'm about to go play some defense right now. And, like, just put on a different colored jersey, and I was like, guys didn't – like, even the guys that thought they were good at offense, like Baron Miles or Tyrone Williams or somebody, like, those guys just weren't flipping jerseys and coming over to the other side of the ball. You know what I mean? It was like, and he plays well. I was shocked.
Did you see that potential defensively?
No.
I just penciled him in as a guy that, you know, maybe will see the field as a, you know, in a tight end situation and maybe catch a few balls in his career. But, man, but then when you look back, you go, man, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, but I got those guys are fibbing. Like, if people are telling you they saw him putting his hand in the dirt in the interior, not so they, you know, I could see him being a 4-3 edge rusher, but he can play in a 4, which is over the tackle. He could play in a 3. Like, he's playing some D line.
Right.
That's
good on him to get his body in that position to do so, right?
Dude, I think he's got to have like an 88,000-inch wingspan.
Now, we'll see what happens when it comes to fall. This is
right. Give or take
an inch. Right.
Well, they need help.
We're at the end of March. But this is they're going to need some guys, you know?
They need some help.
Yeah, and well, you know, there's a lot of young guns there, too. Like, you have Len Hard, who
stud.
Looks good. DB was singing his praises a couple of days ago. Uman Mielen, or
stud.
How did you say it?
Umi Whalen.
Yeah. Umi Whalen also.
Even though that's incorrect.
Also putting in good work. But, yeah, the line, the line's good. And I guess here, so because they are young, AK, what do you think? They're a big question mark, right, coming into this season. Do you think guys like Lenhart and company can put that concern at ease?
To a point,
good one.
Number-wise, I think they're going to need more ready-made guys. You know, they're going to need a couple more ready-made guys. So I don't think they're nowhere near done tweaking their roster, in my opinion. And we can talk about these guys at this point of the spring, which is great, and development is key. And I do think that the future of the program, not just this fall, but moving forward, is dependent on the big fellas on both sides of the ball. And I don't think they have enough of them right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's moving forward. Yeah, it's great that we're talking about these young kids, and that's kind of like power for the course in late March, right? But I think moving forward, I think they're going to need to add some pieces as we get ready for fall. I know that Matt Rhule was like, you know, 12. I'm good with 12 offensive linemen. You know, people out here have raised the red flags. But, you know, we've seen what happens in years past when they just don't have the depth. And I think the more big bodies, capable big bodies, the better.
Yeah, it's interesting because that's probably like the fourth or fifth time I've heard him say that. And we were watching some Baylor film, and this is a couple weeks ago, and I'm looking at the numbers standing around practice, and I didn't want to be disrespectful, right? I'm not like, dang, that's all you had? Because that, you know. But that is
what you thought.
That is what that is. Hey, listen, though. That's exactly what I'm thinking, AK. So I wonder how fine a line is it between delusional and confident? Because he's never had, whether it's Temple, Baylor, Carolina with the 53-man roster, even if you include 70 with the taxi squad, he's never had huge O-line numbers. Maybe it's just what he's used to. But is that delusional?
That's a good question.
Well,
right?
Yeah, that's true. I will applaud his confidence. And I enjoy his post-practice media sessions. He's thoughtful.
Oh, yeah.
He's confident.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I get done listening, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Where do I get my helmet? Let's go.
Yeah. He's. I'm telling you, man. It's sickening. He's the real deal.
Yeah. And that bodes well. That bodes well. Now, you know, whether he can get through a Big Ten football schedule with 12 linemen, offensive linemen, that's another question. But I give him credit. Give where his confidence, and no question.
So maybe it is delusional.
Yeah, maybe.
He's not. He's also not a guy that's slick either, though.
Yeah, maybe, like trying to get over?
Yeah, he's transparent. He admitted that, you know, this team isn't for everybody. You know, but you know, also, too, a point that I really liked what he said yesterday, and you guys can either echo it or not, but he said the benefit for playing for this staff is – they don't change who you are.
Oh, yeah.
And to some degree, I'm like, wow, that's deep. That's motivating. But at the same time, if you look like into the context of that sentence, it's like, well, can you change me a little bit? Because I may need a little help as I get there.
Right. Well, I thought it was interesting, too, when he was talking about the recruiting. I mean, they're coming off one of their biggest off-season weekends in years, questionably in the last, you know, 10 years, right? And he's giving basically his recruiting pitch in his first 3 minutes of his news conference yesterday. If you haven't seen it, you listen to it. I mean, he's like, you know, we're not going to change who you are. We're not for everybody. But if you come here, you know, we're going to treat you like family, which was, I thought it was pretty compelling. DB, you'd know better than anybody.
It's wild, and I'm just pitting this, AK, with how Trev's tried to build that athletic department with diversity and the new faces and the fresh ideas and kind of the rallying for one another, because I knew he wanted a kind of a homey feel, he is in Trev, to try to offset the transfer portal and people always looking for the next best thing. Like, they've tried to make it a destination where that you don't want to leave. And I think it's kind of fitting with what Rhule wants in terms of his staff, too.
Yeah, and I've been so impressed about how detail-oriented they are. You know, you can talk about the details. I mean, we go back to Bo, but man, he lives it. You come in, you walk in, you got to sign in, even if you're a member of the media. So that tells you something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
AK, enjoy your spring break, apparently.
Yes. Thanks, boys. I will. Every
we appreciate Thanks, you AK. Joining us every other week, and always good stuff from him. They did a great job, too.
I didn't even get in his Creighton tank.
I was going to say, I want to sing their praises because KETV did a great job down in Louisville and yes, everywhere else covering that basketball team. So good on them. Andy Kendi, sports director at KETV. Coming up, though, we're playing two for you. Give us a call, 888-638-4876 if you want to play.